KCH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new controversy for the man in charge of the Pentagon, says ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Sources tell ABC News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth used the Signal app on a personal computer in his office that was connected to the internet on an unsecured line, what's called a dirty line, a nickname given to a commercial internet line that's used to connect to websites that would not be available on the Pentagon's computers and would not be secure.
Hegseth has denied doing anything wrong. Meanwhile, it's a day of mourning in Ukraine. After 9 people were killed, more than 100 hurt in a Russian strike on Kyiv, President Trump called on Vladimir Putin to stop. Tens of thousands of people continue to proceed through St. Peter's Basilica to pay their respects to Pope Francis as he lies ahead of tomorrow's funeral. And today in New York, Luigi Mangione expected to plead not guilty to murder in the killing of a healthcare CEO last year. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see in the theaters this weekend, including good kids stuff. As A24's The Legend of Ochi opens, A24 is making movies like they used to be made, and it's a wonderful thing. Their newest effort, a fantasy adventure, tells the story of a girl who is scared of a rare species called the Ochi. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 85%. Star Wars fans may or may not like that Revenge of the Sith is being re-released. Only 66% of audiences enjoyed this film. Do you give it another chance? Horror film Until Dawn tells the story of a group of friends forced to live the same night over and over in the woods. The film is not yet rated, but looks absolutely gruesome. And if you're in the mood for an action thriller, check out The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck as Christian Wolfe, who uncovers a conspiracy and goes on the hunt for a network of killers. Certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, 7-on-7s, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team returnability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden on what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man, you know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Civic Media. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 50s with wind out of the north at around 10 to 20. Tonight clear with a low around 30. Tomorrow sunshine, low 60s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we talk with former Maryland governor and former Social Security Secretary Martin O'Malley, and we debunk some of the biggest whoppers of lies being told about Social Security. And yes, Donald Trump is trying to break the system.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Some musical action from the band at the NFL draft in Green Bay. Farm director Pam Yonke captured some of the festivities from Titletown this week. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Happy Friday. The big news. The Green and Gold selected a wide receiver in the first round for the first time in 23 years, Matthew Golden from Texas. But it's not all sports in Green Bay this week. The draft has been an opportunity to raise awareness of food insecurity. It's also been an opportunity for students to get hands-on learning. And it's a chance for Wisconsin agritourism to show its stuff. We'll be talking about all of these themes this morning. I'll tell you what, I did not need an alarm clock today. The owls were very vocal outside in the wee hours of the morning. I think the beautiful day yesterday probably brought out a lot of little critters for the owls to look forward to. Yesterday's sunshine in southern Wisconsin is not going to continue today. Madison is going to see rain early in the day with clouds in the afternoon. Moving east to Milwaukee, it's going to be cloudy early with showers in the afternoon. Up north in Green Bay, draft goers can expect rain events throughout the day, and straight west to Eau Claire, the rain is going to end early, but the clouds will stick around. Things are supposed to clear up on Saturday across the state. We'll hear more about it from our ag meteorologist, Stu Ma.
At Newfields Ag, they believe only a farmer-focused future promises to sustainably feed a growing population while preserving the environment and promoting economic prosperity for farmers and rural communities. Newfields Ag provides you with a farmer-focused biological and biostimulant portfolio. This diverse range of products allows you to reduce reliance on synthetic chemicals and improve the overall health and resilience of your crops and soils. Visit NewfieldsAg.com. Newfields Ag. Innovations in your fields.
If you find yourself daydreaming about living in the country, growing tulips, and having a farm stand, well, you're not alone. It's not something that only happens in the movies, but it does take more work than the movies let on. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, and today we're visiting with Erin Avila Vissers at 4 Acres Flowers in DeForest. She turned this dream into a reality, even though the rest of her family was a little apprehensive when she pulled them out of the city and into country living. After planting 1,000 tulips by hand over the past few years, her dream of being a full-time flower farmer is only getting closer. I asked her to describe her vision that she had to pitch to her family while they were house hunting outside of Madison.
So my vision was that I wanted to use this giant field in front of the house, the property. There was a barn, there were some outbuildings. At that moment, it was used for animals, but I knew I wanted to put something out there. The reason that we bought the property was kind of to use this huge field that we have. But my vision was to add like a whole bunch of landscaping to it so that it reminded me more of being like home in Indiana.
That's where your farming background started. Is that right?
It did. Yeah. So my family is all in Indiana. I'm the only one in Wisconsin. So I grew up in this industry down there. I didn't farm myself, but I did love all the memories that I had down there. I loved climbing on all the seed bags and then playing out in the cornfields, climbing rock piles. So I kind of wanted my kids to have those memories.
Flowers, they sure smell better than cattle, I'd say. So you picked a good crop.
The tulips are the main crop that we decided on growing. They came from two other areas in my life. One of them was that when I looked out at the field, I could just picture it end to end with flowers, like tulips blooming all spring long. The tulips came from being a wedding photographer and family photographer. I had seen in Indiana when I'd go visit my family, there was a house in town that had all kinds of tulips in their yard. And I always wanted to photograph at this person's house. So it just really resonated with me. And so I wanted to add that to my own property just to offer to other people to come see, come walk through the field, take whatever photos they want. We planted 1,000 tulips over the last 2 years, and we did hand plant all those. And then my dad's family, Dutch, they came from the Netherlands. So I wanted to incorporate that also onto the property. So I have a lot of like Dutch accents, like windmills that my family built. I have some clogs. I'll have displays of things and some of our family history from the Netherlands.
Both you and Carlos have off-farm jobs.
Our tulip farm is sort of, we want to branch into this as like our full-time jobs, but right now it's just a side hustle. We're just working full-time. He works full-time. He works part-time. I always say it's to kind of pay for my flower habit, but he does that. Yeah, and I manage most of the flowers out here on the farm.
Well, let's talk now about some of the ways that people can engage with your tulip farm. First, what flowers do you have in store for us? What did you plant this spring?
I have planted mostly just different varieties of tulips. So we have about a half acre, which is going to be about 40,000 of them. And there are different ones. There's like a parrot tulip, there's fringe, there's Darwin, Sea Dove are some of the breeds that we have. And I've tried to get as many as I could because not everybody has seen all the different kinds of tulips there are. There are 2,500 different kinds of tulips that are available for people. So I went online and I actually sourced a lot of mine out of the Netherlands.
When do tulips come out of the ground? When are they at their peak and when can we come out?
They are a little bit of a slow grower, so they come up. So there are some that come up early in the season, and then there's mid-season, and then there's late-season tulips. I really focused on mid-season. So those should start being available the end of April, past Mother's Day weekend. So I'm opening my farm up from May 1st through the 4th weekend, and then 8th through the 11th weekend of May. They tend to be peak that first week of May.
All right, so that's the tulips. Now, you said one of the goals was to add more varieties of flowers. Are you doing that this year for, let's say, like the summer and fall seasons?
I am. So I have 6 rows, 80 feet long, that I'm going to plant with different varieties of sunflowers. I have another 6 rows that are going to be mostly zinnias and then different varieties of marigolds that they're African marigolds, so they stand about 3 feet tall and they get very large. They're used for the Day of the Dead. And so those are some of the varieties. I also have well over 100 different kinds of dahlias that I plant. And then I have lavender going in as well as peonies.
It sounds like it's going to be absolutely stunning when with all those different varieties. And like you said, unique varieties that you're not finding everywhere else. So you can bring the fresh flowers home with you, but there's also a lot of psychological benefits to being in that type of space.
There is. It's good for your mental health. It releases endorphins in your body just to be out in nature, to even just work in the dirt. It must be something born into all of us, but it is something that everybody experiences. Just hearing all the different birds we have on our property is amazing. You could just sit out there and listen to them. We have eagles that fly over our house all the time, cranes that land in my yard.
Let's not take these beautiful blooms for granted. I know it's probably a lot of work to make sure that you're cultivating a quality flower, reducing weeds, keeping the pests away, and making sure they're getting enough water, for example. Can you walk me through the steps you have to take to care for that crop?
So when we start out planting in fall, we do have to prepare our land a little bit. So we do use like fertilizer. We use more of a natural fertilizer that we get. We source that also here close by. We start with the compost on the land, and then that helps feed the nutrients into the bulb and the roots. But one of the biggest things that has been scary to me is the animals love to eat plants. They love tulip bulbs. deer, for instance, has been not as much of a challenge for me, but I do prepare just in case they do come onto the land and want to eat my whole entire crop. So many people, I think, have experience with this, them eating your plants, for instance. So we use something called like a liquid fence, which I spray around the edge of the property. You do have to reapply that after it rains. I have a 3D deer fence, which is an electric fence that I wrap the entire, you know, half acre in. That keeps the deer away. I use some natural things like little pinwheels that spin because they don't love things that move and they make a little bit of noise. So I use those. The rabbits have been also something that is a challenge, but the liquid fence does amazing for all of that, even the seeds from the sunflowers. It's very affordable, and it works well, and it doesn't hurt the land. It doesn't hurt any of the animals or the bees.
As you go through this process of growing the agribusiness, any advice for people who may be in your shoes or maybe where you started a few years ago?
Really, really research where you're going to look at buying, because some of the counties have very particular zoning rules, and you really have to know what you're purchasing. You can't just, like me, drive out of Madison and be like, yep, this is my best spot. I'm going to buy this one. I found out, you know, that there's different laws and different rules that I really had to get familiarized with so that I'm not, like, offending the county or offending the farmland around me or any of the farmers, for instance. My best advice is to research what you're going to buy before you actually purchase it.
Erin Avila Vissers joining us from 4 Acres Flowers in DeForest. I asked her how her kids have taken to farm life after living in the city. She says there's no way they could ever leave now. She not only sold the agribusiness lifestyle to the kids, but also her husband, and they'll continue pursuing the dream of farming flowers full time. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans. Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jay Matinair and Greg Bond.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us from the recombobulation area. We'll talk about Joe Zepecki throwing his hat in the ring to head up Wisconsin Democrats. Also, a little audio sorbet. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Sublime. Great day to be outside.
It was a really nice day to be outside. Did some extra chores in the afternoon and evening just because it was so nice. And I think we all know changes are coming. And if you live further to the west and northwest in Wisconsin, you're seeing the change. There is rain this morning. And that rainfall extends from northeast Iowa, southeast Minnesota, up toward the Twin Cities, then on into Wisconsin, pushes up toward Wausau and way up toward the UP, up near Iron Mountain. There's a band of rainfall and even a few scattered showers almost into the Beaver Dam area this morning. So there is some rain out there. We're going to have some rain today. Oh, it's not a major storm. Rain amounts of a tenth to maybe a quarter of an inch, a possibility. I've been seeing some reports early this morning from observers of a couple of hundredths of an inch here and there. Not a major system right now, but low pressure is sliding along that kind of stationary front down near southern Iowa today. It's going to head across Illinois up toward Indiana, lower Michigan. So that possibility of a shower, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm in parts of the state lingering. But the rain that's already been falling to the west will end more likely as we head through today. Any chance of showers ending this evening or just into the nighttime in eastern Wisconsin. And as we dry it out, we've got more of that really fine springtime weather. Sunshine and pretty decent temperatures, almost normal or just a little below for Saturday. We warm it up somewhat for Sunday, but with Sunday, a few more clouds. And unfortunately, in the far western parts of Wisconsin, there may be rain already by later Sunday afternoon. I think it's more likely overnight and into Monday that another round of showers and storms develop. There's some indication of what could become severe weather. Not a real major threat, but it's certainly a possibility from northeast Iowa into southwest Wisconsin, southeast Minnesota. That's on toward Monday. We'll keep that one in mind. Watch it over the weekend. Things could be more weather active with some storminess once we get into the next part or the early part of next work week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Sarbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
And I want to thank our rainfall reporters, too, for keeping us up to date on what they saw before the sunshine came to the state. Linda in Reeseville, Butch from Alto, Rocky in Techita, and Mark Jones Farm in Fitchburg all saw between a tenth and two-tenths of an inch before we saw that sunshine. And, Stu, it sounds like more rainfall to report coming our way.
Yep, that chance, unfortunately, is going to be with us, and that rain is trying to edge in already this morning. Expect more cloudy skies, and in the west and central parts of Wisconsin, showers already. That development will spread a bit further east during the day, and a thunderstorm yet this morning into the afternoon, the possibility. Now, I don't expect a whole lot of rain, up to a tenth of an inch or a quarter at most. Temps staying a little cooler with clouds and rain. Around 50 or low 50s, most likely what we see everywhere. Northeast winds about 5 to 10. Any of that rain ending in the east tonight, clearing already in the west early, some clearing east later tonight. And temps do get cooler, mid and upper 30s, maybe only around 40 in some spots, a cool one with the north breezes. And then sunny skies on Saturday. A lot of mid and upper 50s, maybe a few 60s in the west. Mostly sunny to start Sunday, but clouds develop. A small chance of rain in the west already late Sunday. But here's where we get back up into the 60s. Still sounds nice for temps, Stephanie, but it will be wet, and there could be some storms early next week.
Thank you, Stu. We'll catch up again next week. Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist. That's your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compeer.com and send us a text at 877-301-FARM.
This is the...
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Voting proof of citizenship efforts are afoot in Michigan, while voters await the outcome of the Federal SAVE Act and a Trump executive order requiring similar restrictions. This despite no evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in Michigan or anywhere else in the U.S. In Michigan, a constitutional amendment which failed to achieve a two-thirds majority in the legislature just received the go-ahead to collect signatures for a citizen ballot initiative instead. If organizers meet the signature requirements, it could appear on the 2026 ballot. The Michigan proposal requires any new registering voters to show, quote, a birth certificate, passport, and/or other documents, and would eliminate the use of sworn affidavits for voters without approved IDs. Voters without citizenship documents could cast a provisional ballot, but must return with the documents within 6 days for it to count. While that may keep the 20, that's 2-0, alleged Michigan non-citizens from voting, 1 in 9 Americans don't have ready access to citizenship documents, and over 5.8 million Michigan citizens don't own a U.S. passport, according to the Center for American Progress. On the national proof of citizenship front, a federal circuit court ruling on President Donald Trump's March 25th order is expected April 24th, and the SAVE Act is in the U.S. Senate, but unlikely to overcome the filibuster. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new controversy for the man in charge of the Pentagon, says ABC's Martha Raddatz.
Sources tell ABC News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth used the Signal app on a personal computer in his office that was connected to the internet on an unsecured line, what's called a dirty line, a nickname given to a commercial internet line that's used to connect to websites that would not be available on the Pentagon's computers and would not be secure.
Hegseth has denied doing anything wrong. Meanwhile, it's a day of mourning in Ukraine. After 9 people were killed, more than 100 hurt in a Russian strike on Kyiv, President Trump called on Vladimir Putin to stop. Tens of thousands of people continue to proceed through St. Peter's Basilica to pay their respects to Pope Francis as he lies ahead of tomorrow's funeral. And today in New York, Luigi Mangione expected to plead not guilty to murder in the killing of a healthcare CEO last year. This is ABC News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be a new pope soon, and thanks to the movie Conclave, more people know how the new pope will actually be selected. As it turns out, after Pope Francis passed away earlier in the week, people are even more curious as they are streaming the living daylights out of the film. The film was nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars and stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, and Isabella Rossellini. Good film. My money's on Isabella or John Lithgow. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have experienced tremendous success in Hollywood since their hit film Good Will Hunting. Affleck appeared on the Today Show earlier this week to promote The Accountant 2, which opens this weekend. When shown a shirtless picture of Accountant 2 co-star John Bernthal next to a shirtless Damon who looks completely shredded at 54, Affleck started teasing him about his physique. Affleck teased him again on the set of Access Hollywood. It's always tough to see your ex get in shape. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Draft in Green Bay, where the Packers picked Matthew Golden, a wide receiver out of Texas in the first round. Golden is only a junior, but the team is confident he's ready for the NFL. GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think because of the high school football and the way they throw it around, 7-on-7s, and just some of the things that have changed on the lower levels, guys are coming in and making an impact quicker, and I certainly think Matthew has the opportunity to do that. Now, we got some good players in that room, so he's not going to have to kind of carry the load that way, but I think he has a chance to contribute, you know, not only as a receiver, but I think he's got some special team return ability as well that could help us.
I asked Golden what made him successful at Texas.
Being reliable, man. You know, in critical situations, I always showed up. You know, when our back was against the wall, they could count on me, come out with a big play, and that's something I kept doing continuously. You know, I put my best foot forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pacers in Game 3 of their playoff series tonight. The Brewers are in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. Milwaukee losing to the Giants 6-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning, gradually clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 50s with wind out of the north at around 10 to 20. Tonight, clear with a low around 30. Tomorrow, sunshine, low 60s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. You're timing good, fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when in fact the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wbzh.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
A message from the CDC.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
And Ted has done that.
If you didn't get a chance to hear it at the top of the hour, I wanted to replay some of the festivities from the draft in Green Bay. Farm director Pam Yonke recorded some of the band audio from Titletown. Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Friday morning, filling in for Pam. I'll tell you what, the energy in that city is amazing this week. I'm really looking forward to bringing you some conversations today with some of the food folks. People who are working the draft. That'll come in just a moment. One of the things I like to do on the early show is give you an idea of what you might like to do today. The recommendation comes from the old Farmer's Almanac's astrology section. Based on the moon's position, April 25th is going to be a good day to wash windows and get rid of pests and weeds. Now, I understand it is going to be a wet and gloomy day, but these are the items that should be on your to-do list, according to the old Farmer's Almanac. The draft in Green Bay really offers something for everyone. Foodies, sports enthusiasts, history buffs, even high schoolers preparing themselves for careers. Ryan DeMars is a family and consumer science teacher at Pewaukee High School. He's at the NFL draft, making sure his Pro Start students are getting real-world experience in culinary arts and customer service before graduating high school. Pro Start is a two-year restaurant management program. Ryan tells me what his students are learning at the 2025 Taste of the Draft.
Well, we were invited by the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, which I'm on the board for, and able to bring five Pro Start students, four of which are going into the hospitality field when they graduate. So I was able to bring them up, and we're helping out.
Tell me what the duties are. What have you tasked your students with?
I've got one student cutting steak. I've got one student prepping crostinis. I have another student serving soup. Another student is just, she's running au jus to different stations. And then my last student is doing onions, I think. So.
And what age group is this? High school?
Yes, juniors and seniors.
And all interested in the culinary arts, and that's your area of expertise.
Some sort of, yeah, management, culinary, something in that field.
This is stuff that you don't get in a classroom. What have they said to you so far since they've been on the job?
Oh, they are so excited, and they all work in different restaurants, and we're lucky enough, Pewaukee is a small enough town that we have a lot of their restaurants sponsor our program, and it works out really well.
You must trust him, Brian, because you're going around getting signatures from Hall of Famers around here.
I had to take advantage of that. I've got Mason Crosby, Antonio Freeman, I think Amon Green. I think that's it so far.
Do the students geek out like you do? Or
they're a little old for them. I remember them all because I'm a little older, but I'm also super excited about Carla and Andrew that are here cooking. I'm really excited to go get their autographs on this ball, too. So
Brian, what is your background? You're a teacher today, but your background is in food.
Yep. So I have a catering company, but I also used to be in restaurant, and we had three daughters, and I came home one day, and they were all walking and talking, and I kind of missed it all, so decided to do something else, so I shifted gears and became a culinary teacher.
So this has got to be a pretty eye-opening experience.
Right, absolutely. And, I mean, you look at hospitality, it touches everything. You know, there's food service, it's absolutely everywhere, so customer service.
What do you think people visiting Green Bay for maybe the first time are learning about Wisconsin cuisine here today?
Hopefully they find out it's a little more involved than just cheese curds and cheese and stuff like that, and how talented the people in Wisconsin that are cooking are.
Let's see, are you teaching anyone anything new while you're here? You are a teacher. There's got to be some educational points that come out.
Well, we just went through different glove etiquette. The students were putting on gloves and re-putting on gloves, and I'm like, no, those need to be thrown away. put them on again. Just funny stuff you don't think to teach them, but they need to hear it from somebody. So,
real life experience, getting it ready for the real world. What do you hope the students get out of this experience?
I just really hope they realize how big the hospitality field is and how many things they can do within it. And it doesn't mean that you just have to be a cook on a back line somewhere or a server. There's so many other things that you can do with it.
Ryan DeMars, the family and consumer science teacher at Pewaukee High School. Again, five of his ProStart students from Pewaukee are preparing food with globally recognized chefs and famous Wisconsin supper clubs. They're serving attendees and Green Bay Packers Hall of Famers at the Taste of the Draft exclusive event in Green Bay. Dilys Boateng is one of the students who is getting this hands-on learning experience. She's a senior at Pewaukee High School, getting ready for her upcoming graduation.
Yes, ma'am, I am. This is a wonderful opportunity that ProStart has been able to give me. This is not my first event. I did Chester Hospitality a few months ago, and that really gave me the experience for today, and I'm very grateful to Mr. DeMars and the ProStart program for this opportunity.
Tell me, what is the ProStart program?
ProStart program, so for me, I started in Culinary 1. You work all the way up, even more than advanced culinary, and it gives people that want to experience the restaurant industry a little bit more hands-on experience and more real-world applications compared to regular culinary classes in high school.
Can you tell me about some of what you've learned through the ProStart program?
ProStart has really taught me a lot about time management. Working in the Church of Hospitality, making food, and also like serving people has really taught me about how to manage my time wisely, but also how to personify myself in a sense, making sure I appear happy or also just like personable and really working on my people skills, but also networking. I've met so many great people while at these events. You know, I just met the general manager of Tyson, and it's just like so amazing to see all these people here. Even Andrew Zimmerman, I'm working in station right now. I forgot to say that. Yeah, I got pictures with him, and he's given us tips on how to prepare food and talking about just customers and what we want customers to feel. So I feel like ProStart has really given me a lot of opportunities.
And what is your plans after high school? Where are you going to put this experience to use?
I'm going into business management. I love cooking in my free time, and ideally in the near future or future at all, I want to own my own restaurant, maybe one day with my mom. She's the reason why I got into cooking. Her love for cooking has inspired me to also cook and share my joy with others. So in the near future, hopefully I'll have my own restaurant or give my mom her own restaurant.
So passionate about what she does and grinning ear to ear. Dilys Boateng, a Pewaukee student in the ProStart program. This is a two-year culinary arts and restaurant management program offered to high school students. We've got more food-focused draft stories coming your way after the break.
June Dairy Month is a special time to celebrate, enjoy, and support Wisconsin's proud dairy tradition. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin plays a key role in promoting and marketing the state's dairy industry year-round. Gary Cohn, the organization's director for District 3, which includes Lincoln, Oneida, Price, and Taylor counties, shares what he enjoys most about June Dairy Month, along with the ways that people can get involved and learn more.
Participating dairy breakfast, you know, just going to visit the people and see how excited they are to actually come out to the farms and see what we're doing. So I would encourage everybody, you know, to discover the taste and support their local dairy farmers during June Dairy Day at their local dairy farms. And the breakfast can be located by visiting wisconsindairy.org/JDM. And that should get you to the website where and show you where your local breakfasts are at.
June will be here before you know it, so explore local June Dairy Month events and discover ways to celebrate Wisconsin's dairy industry all year round.
Before we take a look at how the commodity markets are trading on a Friday morning, Farm Director Pam Yonke had a chance to catch up with President of the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy, while attending the Taste of the Draft this week in Titletown. Mark Murphy is going to be retiring in July. He'll reach the franchise's mandatory retirement age of 70. But he tells Pam the draft is almost like a family reunion.
It's been a lot of fun. So many great people across the state that are coming here. And
nice to see some of your former players.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we had 28 alumni here, and it's great to welcome them back.
Let me ask you, what is Mark Murphy going to be doing on Sunday?
I'll be relaxing. I probably will go up and play golf with my golf course. I don't know if you know, I own a golf course now.
I'm glad to hear that. I'll be back talking, asking you about turf conditions.
Yeah, we're praying for rain.
Green Bay Packers president Mark Murphy looking forward to the rain in the forecast to green up the golf course. Let's move our eyes to Chicago, where grain markets are trading higher overall. On the close yesterday, corn popped higher. Today, cash corn is trading up 2 cents at 479 and a quarter, but December new crop corn is down a quarter of a cent at 456 and a quarter. Soybeans are continuing yesterday's rally. Cash beans are up 2 cents at 1055 a bushel. November new crop beans are up 3 3/4 at 1039 and a quarter. After facing some midday weakness yesterday, July new crop wheat is trading higher this morning, up a penny and a quarter at 545 3/4. Taking a look at dairy markets, Class 3 milk contracts are mixed. The May contract is 6 cents lower, trading at 1826 a hundredweight. The June contract is up 4 cents at 1721 a hundredweight. If we look ahead to the July Class 3 milk contract, that's down 2 cents at 1764. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese. Cheese prices didn't see much support yesterday. On the close, barrel cheese was down 9.5 cents at $1.69. The 40-pound block cheese down 6 cents at $1.70. Double A butter closed unchanged from Wednesday at $2.32.5 a pound. Just because it's the weekend doesn't mean that your farm news has to stop. Follow along with us at MidwestFarmReport.com, or better yet, download our app. Our smartphone app is free and allows you to access our podcast, markets, and the weather. As you check the forecast, don't forget to tell us what you're seeing outside your window when it comes to precipitation, field work, even farm chores for the weekend. Let us know at 877-301-3276. We've got more coverage from the draft coming your way.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to look at the NFL draft in Green Bay, some news of the day, and our old friend Peter Rapine with a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Food. Gen Youth is an organization that's harnessing this hype and raising awareness for child hunger. CEO Anne Marie Krautheim tells us how they're going to support 50,000 Wisconsin students at their event Taste of the Draft that drew about 900 people to wine and dine in downtown Green Bay.
Gen Youth is a national nonprofit. We were founded by America's dairy farmers, including farmers right here in Wisconsin, along with the National Football League. Our mission is to ensure that children succeed through well-nourished and physically active lifestyles. We give grants to schools to help increase access to healthy school meals and help kids have opportunities to be physically active before, during, and after the school day.
It's one of those unique partnerships where something as big as the NFL shakes hands with Wisconsin Dairy. I mean, that's pretty unique.
It is, and the NFL and dairy are, you know, both committed to youth wellness. Dairy farmers wake up every day, all farmers really, to produce and nourish families across the country, including youth. And the NFL is very much a proponent around physical activity, and they know that for physically active children, they need the fuel to be their best.
This is a nationwide effort.
Yes. Well, today, what we're all doing here at the Taste of the Draft, all net proceeds will stay in the state of Wisconsin. We're actually committed to supporting 90 schools. It's the 90th NFL Draft. 50,000 students will be reached through the 90 schools that are receiving the grants through this effort. And increase access to over 13 million school meals, which include fruits, vegetables, dairy, as well as whole grains and lean protein. We opened up an application last fall. Schools applied, and they'll be receiving their equipment in the near future, and it'll be used long after the draft is here. And that's what I love about this, is that we're celebrating the moment in time, but really leveraging it to leave a long-lasting legacy.
Meanwhile, Anne-Marie, we get to enjoy kind of the labor behind it all, the taste of the draft. Tell me how you solicited the restaurants that are here today serving Wisconsin cuisine.
Wisconsin is well known for iconic supper clubs. So when we had the opportunity to do the Taste of the Draft here in Green Bay, we knew a supper club theme was our must-go. We opened up an application, actually, for supper clubs across the state to apply. We have 20 different supper clubs here putting forth their best bites. We have everything from popovers to boozy milkshakes to short rib, really everything in between, relish trays. We have salad bar. So all the supper club favorites are here represented. And who can go wrong with cheese curds? You know, that's a favorite. And we do have a cheese curd stuffed burger here at Taste of the Draft. But there is so much more. And you know, there's such a great, it's a great agricultural state. And we're really celebrating the bountiful food and the phenomenal recipes that the supper clubs produce.
You know, on the farm gate side of Gen Youth, you're creating a market for more local products.
Yes, yes. And, you know, schools are a lifeline for children living in food insecurity. 30 million kids across this country eat at schools every single school day. And we know that it's a, you know, great source of dairy and fruits and whole grains and lean protein. And that food comes from the farms. So we need the farmers working together with organizations like ours, with the schools, to nourish children. They learn better when they're well-nourished. They perform better academically. They're physically healthier. And they're ready to play and move, which is also important.
Now, when this interview is done airing, what do you want our farm listeners to do? What's the call to action for folks listening when it comes to engaging with Gen Youth?
Yeah, well, number one, feel proud of what you do, because without the work and the hard work that you do every day, the food that we have bountiful in this country would not be available. Number two, check out our website. It's Gen Youth Now, GENYOUTH now.org. You can learn more about our work. There's a map of where we've put grants across the country. And if you wish to support our efforts and future work moving forward, there's an opportunity to do that as well.
Is there anything else I should be asking you today?
I do want to give special thank you to the 20 supper clubs. I'd love to name them all, but probably not time, that are here. And then also our presenting sponsor, Schreiber Foods, American Family Insurance, Tyson, and many of the family foundations here in the Green Bay area, the Haddad family, the Dunford family. Without them, Letzi family, you know, this would not be possible.
The food agribusiness and manufacturing facilities that are in Wisconsin, can you speak to that?
Here at Schreiber Foods, they're our presenting sponsor. They source dairy from all over the country and actually even all over the world to produce products that are used in restaurants worldwide. So I think that Wisconsin can take pride in the great products that are produced on the farms because they're feeding people here in Wisconsin, but really internationally.
Anne Marie Krautheim is the CEO of Gen Youth. Their mission at the NFL Draft in Green Bay is to raise awareness for youth food insecurity in Wisconsin and support 50,000 students across 90 Wisconsin schools. Thanks for tagging along with us on a finally Friday. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Have a good weekend.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
When it comes to food safety, at what point does careful become too careful? That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. For a number of years now, governments around the world have held back approval for the use of genetically modified food products. And Sir Richard Roberts thinks it's time for that to change. The Nobel Prize-winning British scientist says the science behind GMOs is sound.
Europeans like to say, and a number of politicians like to say this too, that we have to be careful. You know, when something new comes along, we don't want to just accept it and worry that maybe it's going to cause a problem. Let's get some scientific evidence. But how much do you need?
While Europe is often seen as the poster child for cautious approaches to scientific advancement, Robert says many other countries have sat on the GM approval process as well.
We have to stop supporting the idea that foods produced by modern breeding methods are inherently dangerous. This is what Greenpeace wants you to believe. And they won't come out and admit that the science now says these things are perfectly safe. It's really very disappointing.
Robert spoke recently at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada. And there's a link to his presentation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Civic Media.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Russian officials confirm a car bomb in Moscow killed a high-ranking Russian general as the war between Russia and Ukraine, now into its third year, saw Russia carry out one of its deadliest attacks in Kyiv. It left nine dead in the Thursday morning and prompted President Trump to say,
I wasn't happy with it, and we're in the midst of talking peace, and missiles were fired, and I was not happy with it.
On the topic of talking peace, Russian state media says the president's envoy, Steve Witkoff, is in Moscow for talks. More than 200,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's funeral for Pope Francis. Nearly 200,000 people filed through St. Peter's Basilica in less than one day to pay their respects to the Pope. A 19-year-old in New Jersey.